Welcome to Aloha Aina. When Hoku'au Pelegrino was growing up in the Ahupua'a of Waikapu on Maui, he often played on an overgrown piece of family land, building clubhouses in the jungle of invasive species that crowded it. But when he became a young man, after he'd embraced Olelo Hawaii, studied native plants, and woken up to his genealogical connection to the land, he discovered that it had a powerful history, buried deep beneath the jungle where Lo'ikalo, his ohana, had cultivated for centuries, until the 1940s. Hoku'au decided to restore them. The project was adopted by Onipa'a Ona Huikalo, and on one weekend in July 2004, 130 people showed up to restore the first lo'i. 11 years later, what is now Noho'ana Farm has restored 5 lo'i, hosted thousands of students, and feeds people across Maui. Hoku'au's older family members have been a key part of it all.
The very first person to plant kalo back onto this aina, his name was Wilfred Enos. He was born and raised on this property, and one of those that left at a very early age. For him to plant that very first kalo, when it was his grandfather and father that were the last kalo farmers, it was really touching. That's been the greatest joy, seeing those family members of mine that now they're in their 80s, some are in their 90s, coming back with tears of joy to see that this land went back to what that original purpose was, to cultivate food for feeding your family and community.
The Aloha Aina series is dedicated to exploring Hawaiian kinship with the natural world. It is sponsored by the Kohala Center, creating Aina-based programs for community well-being since the year 2000. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Julia Steele.